This is the goodsports.com.au podcast. In this program, Mark Stone from Good Sports explains his role as a Good Sports project officer.
A project officer, and I've been with the Drug Foundation nearly 10 years. I think it's 10 years soon, but to go out and support clubs with their consumption delivery of alcohol. To look at the professional levels of sporting clubs through RSA and clubs wanting to do the right things by their members and guests. And just we support the clubs in implementing programs and policies for the clubs.
So what's it like to be a project officer? You'd obviously travel around to a lot of different sporting clubs in your area.
I'll tell you what, Pete, one of the things I love about life is about getting along with people and mentoring people and being with people. And the best part of the job is to get around to different sporting clubs, meet a whole lot of people, who have the same passion, community feel, community sport, want to see their club successful on and off the ground. And for me, it's just meeting a whole array of different people and helping through the process.
Well, let's talk about the process, because you come in right at the very early stages. Clubs can sign up, goodsports.com.au. They get contacted by you. What changes have you seen from the clubs from when you walk in to when they might get, say, their level 3 accreditation?
It's interesting, Pete, because some clubs change committees once, twice, three times. You can go back 12 months and you've got a new committee. So it's about reinforcing the messages of the Good Sports program where, you know, especially in the 21st century, a lot of people do an RSA, Responsible Serving of Alcohol course, and they know the laws around alcohol consumption and delivery. So your job is just to support clubs and committees around the program. You take them through the process of level 1 to level 3, and then they understand that for a professional club to have good alcohol measures and policy, you know, you're basically there as a support mechanism to those clubs, so that people who are in and around the clubs, they look at clubs and go, yeah, I want to bring my little fella, little girl to the club because it's a good environment, it's a safe environment and a professional environment.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So what are some of the common problems or issues that clubs have when they do go through the process that you come in and help with?
Old mentality, old thinking. They don't know, you know, they've never heard of the Good Sports program. Obviously, 6,500 clubs have now, and it's a growing program. I think it was 1998 when the program first was piloted, 2000, I think, when the first club came on board. So it's been going quite a long time. So a lot of people do know what the Good Sports program is, but the problems are that people who don't know about the program, people who are new to committee, they come in off the street, they're asked to join the program, and it's basically taken through why the program is so good. The program is so good is because we're going to create professional environment, an environment where little fella, little girl can come along, they can play in a harmonious way. It's about the sport. It's not about alcohol. It's about being professional. It's about bringing business people in. It's about networking with people. It's about creating relationships with a whole lot of people, bringing money in the club because it's not about alcohol. And I think the biggest thing for me over the years it's been about is that creating that professional environment off the field where mums and dads, aunties and uncles, grandma, grandpa can bring the whole family's welcome to sporting. We know, especially in rural areas, along also metro areas, that sporting clubs are the heartbeat of an area, a town, and you want a place where people can go and feel safe.
Exactly. And the thing is, you've got to get to that professional sporting environment because when you're looking for members, there are so many different clubs out there. It's important to have the right environment because your members are the lifeblood of your club. It has sponsorship flow-on effects. And as you say, it's just about it's changing the mentality, because one of the key messages of the Good Sports program is you're not going to walk in there and ban alcohol at clubs. It's about the responsible service and consumption of alcohol and doing it the right way.
I think we've found the media and social media have been a big part of life these days, and you can't afford to be doing the wrong thing because the media grab hold of it. You see pictures and stories that go on social media. So, you know, some clubs these days have got, you know, babies and creches and people where they can have child morning places and go and enjoy their sport, a social time, have a meal there. So you want an environment where any person from any walk of life can come in, feel safe. I think that you want to have a difference. And the point of difference with the Good Sports program is that when you walk into a Good Sports club or a club that's got policy around alcohol consumption delivery, it's not about, you know, being doing the wrong thing or being in the right the wrong environment. It's about coming in, enjoying your time. You go, you walk away, you tell your friends and family and sponsors and people that are connected, hey, make sure you go down to this club here. They are a very well-run club. They've got good sports as part of their policy or one of their policies. They've got, you know, really good food, a good social environment, safe, it's warm, it's welcoming. And that's what part of the good sports program is, to create that environment for people to go and have a good time.
Well, and one of the other things too, if you're a club that hasn't signed up yet and you're thinking, well, I'm on the committee and I've got a million different jobs to do for football clubs, you might be sort of heading to finals time or off season and you're getting ready for the next season. One of the good things about it is it's a free program, yep, but it's also very easy to be a part of. It's not really onerous on the clubs, and you certainly help facilitate that.
Yeah, I think that part of my role as a project officer is to go along to the clubs, and like I said, you have a new bunch of people that come into the committee, and they, you know, they want to know a bit about what good sports is and, you know, how it can help them. I think it's about education. It's about understanding that we're not trying to dry the clubs up. What we're trying to make the clubs more professional, more a welcoming environment. We've got ideas of fun. We've got some fundraising ideas, which we supply. We talk about drugs, alcohol, non-smoking, smoking areas, non-smoking areas, and just a safe environment. I think Good Sports is a bit of a holistic package where your club can get some ideas of how the club can be more professional, even more professional than that club or those people create, and that's what we're all about.
Well, exactly, but it's also the process. So one of the questions you might get asked when people go in and they talk to you for the first time is, oh, well, this is going to take hours and hours and hours to put together. It's not the case.
Not at all. It's we have a profiling tool which we can send out pre-meeting. We can come along, we can organise, we set down a meeting time that suits the committee, and when I can get with, obviously, the president, the committee, the bar manager. There's a profiling tool which is all electronic. We can send out to the clubs, fill it in before the project officer gets there. We can run through the agenda. It's got a whole lot of questions that'll answer. We've got a whole lot of profiling tools that we can give to the club before the project officer comes out. We take the process from level one. It costs nothing at all to join, and basically it's pretty simple. It's not in your face. It's not over the top. It's basically a really easy tool that we can go through step by step. The process is simple, Pete.
It certainly is, and it's free. That's the other big thing. And if you want someone like Stoney to get down to your club, goodsports.com.au, a whole lot of resources. You can sign up on the spot, and you'll have someone like Mark Stone giving you a call to talk through what's required.
The program's, you know what, it is, I've said many times, it is free, and it's easy to join the goodsports.com.au, Pete, but it also, it's about, it's non-confronting. It's just time. It's basically 20 minutes of a project officer's time on a committee meeting, into the agenda. You do it once. The support of the project officer is always there. It's always a phone call away, email away. Our admin office back at the office is really supportive. Billy does a great job there. Just basically the whole thing of the support network of the Good Sports Program to give you ideas of how the club can be a safe, working, professional environment, just to help and support with this program, which is a great program.
It certainly is. Mark Stone, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Pete.